Hello and welcome to the 217th episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. I'm your host, Jackson, and today I'm going to be going over the top 10 hardest brawlers to push rank 25 inside of Brawl Stars. So I did an episode like this a while back, except it was the top 10 easiest brawlers to push rank 25. A lot of you guys seem to enjoy it, so be sure to check out that episode if you haven't already. And in the Discord server, Senior Pumpkin actually suggested that I do the top 10 hardest brawlers push rank 25, and a lot of you guys seem to agree with him, so I decided to do the episode. If you have any episode ideas you'd like to submit to me, definitely be sure to join the Discord server. You can find the link in the podcast description, and go to the episode ideas channel and leave whatever idea you have. Then everyone else in the server is able to vote yes or no for the idea. And if I see a lot of yeses on an idea, I'll definitely be sure to do it at some point. It's definitely the best way to suggest episodes. So anyway, let's get into it. All right, so coming in at number 10 on the list is going to be Nita. So you're going to find that a lot of the brawlers that are like really easy to push rank 25 are super strong in a game mode, like most notably Showdown, and the hardest brawlers are just not that great anywhere, just kind of mediocre in all the modes. And yeah, that is kind of like Nita. She really just isn't that great anywhere. I mean, she's definitely playable in Heist with that Hyper Bear star power, and also can be used on some Brawl Ball maps. But outside of those two modes, I really feel like you just can't push her up too easily, which is definitely a pretty big issue for Nita. Definitely one of the harder brawlers. I mean, also, just right now, she's not that good. I mean, her new gadget definitely did help her out a little bit, but she's still, like, probably, like, a bottom 10, bottom 5 brawler in the game. Obviously, that's going to result in, like, her being very hard to push to rank 25. Only number 10 on the list because definitely if you do have decent, like, teammates and you can play her in Heist, she can definitely work. Overall, it's really not a good brawler to push rank 25. So next on the list is going to be Dynamike. So Dynamike, you can make a case for him being the highest skill cap brawler in the game, especially if you include the Dyna Jump. But he's definitely one of the hardest brawlers to play, and that's a large reason why he's so hard to push rank 25. You really have to know how to play him. You have to be good at hitting your shots. Which is definitely pretty tricky. I mean, his gadget, one of the things that actually helps him out a lot, does require you to, like, actually hit shots to get value. That could, like, just kind of result in Dynamike being a fairly hard brawler to push up. I mean, he's definitely really good in some Heist maps, extremely powerful on a few Duo Showdown maps as well. And, I mean, he's just okay in a few other modes, but, yeah, kind of like Nita, not too many modes where he's very powerful in. He is number 9, though, because a good Dynamite can push him up pretty easily on, like, Rockwall Brawl, Skull Creek, just those, like, duo maps that just have a lot of walls. It's definitely pretty easy to push Dynamite there. In the other game mode, it's just pretty tricky. You definitely need to have really good skill in order to push up Dynamite. Overall, I'd say he's the 9th hardest brawler to push rank 25 in the game. So coming in at number 8 is going to be Rico. Rico, kind of like Dynamike, a very high skill brawler. If you go up against a really good Rico, you can just kind of tell, like, how good they are. It's so hard to beat a really good Rico on a few maps. Rico, kind of just the same thing. Like, he's pretty mediocre in the majority of modes. I mean, really every mode, like, he doesn't really stand out anywhere. I guess he's pretty good in Heist, but, yeah, he's not, like, that good anywhere. But he is extremely powerful on, like, 3 random maps. But on those maps, he can just completely take over the game. It's, like, impossible to win lane against Rico on some maps. On those, like, very few specific maps, they have a ton of walls that Rico can just really dominate on. Yeah, there it's extremely easy to push him up. But on, like, every other map, he just isn't that good. I mean, yeah, like, the maps really have to be, like, very specifically built for him. You need enough walls where he can, like, really bounce off his shots. But they also need to be kind of placed where, like, throwers don't dominate either because they can kind of counter Rico. Rico, definitely not that good anywhere, but you definitely can push him up on a few maps. But still, definitely one of the hardest brawlers pushed to rank 25 in the game. He's going to come in at number 8, hardest brawler. So coming in at number 7 is going to be Barley. So Barley is definitely a pretty hard brawler to push to rank 25. I actually managed to push him up to rank 25, but that was completely because of Graveyard Shift. It's kind of just free wins with Barley there, because he's kind of in the corner. But Graveyard Shift is gone, so Barley gets put on this list. And yeah, I mean, Barley, once again, like, he's just not that great anywhere. I mean, he's decent in a few modes, like Heist. He's decent in on a few bounty maps. You can make him work. Siege is probably his best game mode. But I feel like you actually have to be really skilled with Barley in order to, like, push him, because he's not one of those brawlers that, like, can really carry the game. You kind of need, like, your teammates to do a lot of the work. And yeah, sometimes it can be hard to get good teammates. And even if you do have good teammates, I mean, Barley just kind of in general is fairly hard to play, because if someone gets on top of you, you're in trouble. So you definitely have to know what you're doing with Barley. So yeah, I mean, if you are going to push him to rank 25, Siege is probably the best game mode to do that in. He can be really good on a few of those maps where he can just dish out a ton of damage. But even then, he can be kind of weak to, like, tick sometimes. But yeah, I think overall, he definitely is, like, you can push him up if you have good teammates, but if you're playing with randoms, he's definitely going to be very tricky to push to rank 25. So coming in at number 6 is going to be Frank. So Frank, definitely a pretty tricky brawler to push up. I mean, just in general, he's kind of a clunky brawler. He can't move while he's attacking, so that's definitely an issue. And yeah, you really need to know what you're doing with Frank, because if you don't, you can kind of just get bullied by everyone, just easily destroyed. And yeah, he's just not that great in most modes. I mean, he definitely is pretty powerful in, like, Hot Zone and Siege. I feel like he's kind of been falling out of the Brawl meta as of late, with, like, Spike and Colette being so strong. Even kind of in Siege, he isn't as good anymore, I feel like. Hot Zone's probably the mode to push him in. But even then, I mean, like, no one likes Hot Zone. Like, it takes forever to find matches in Hot Zone. And just in general, like, you're not going to be able to find teammates that are just, like, wanting to push in Hot Zone. So that's kind of an issue. You're going to be forced to play with randoms if you want to do that most of the time. And yeah, I mean, just in general, Frank's already a pretty hard brawler to push up. Definitely a lot easier back when, like, Brawl Ball was, like, more tank-focused and didn't have, like, a bunch of tank counters like Spike and Colette. If the Brawl Ball meta ever shifts back to, like, Poke Double Tank, Frank's definitely going to get knocked off this list. But as of right now, I'd say he's the 6th hardest brawler to push to rank 25 in the game. So next brawler, this one actually might be pretty surprising, is, like, they're arguably the best brawler in the game, and that is going to be Colette. So Colette, I mean, yeah, arguably the strongest brawler in the game. She shreds people so easily, but she's actually really hard to push up to rank 25 if you don't know what you're doing. I mean, like, kind of like part of, like, the how we decided on this episode, like the positionings for this episode was, like, I was looking at some of, like, my friends' accounts and just seeing, like, which brawlers they had to rank 25 and which ones they didn't, and almost none of them had Colette up to rank 25. That's because she's actually a fairly high skill cap brawler. You definitely need to know what you're doing, and you need her star powers and gadgets in order to actually play her well. And yeah, she definitely takes a lot of skill to play. Once you actually master her, she's pretty easy to push up, but a lot of people really don't know what they're doing with Colette right now. She's still a fairly new brawler in the game. Might be a little surprising, but yeah, Colette, actually one of the harder brawlers to push rank 25, but once you actually know what you're doing with her, she's really easy. But yeah, I feel like she deserves the number 5 spot on this list. So coming in at number 4 is going to be Penny. So Penny, yeah, very tricky brawler to push up. It just because it's, like, so easy to dodge her attacks. Her damage is really bad. And yeah, she's not just, like, fantastic in any mode. She gets countered, like, pretty easily by, like, any thrower that can just easily destroy her mortar, even if she gets onto the battlefield. And yeah, if her mortar dies to a thrower, that's a big issue, because Penny usually has to spend, like, a minute of the game charging up her super. And yeah, all this just results in her being very hard to push up. Yeah, she really doesn't stand out anywhere. I mean, she's, like, fine in Siege, fine in Bounty. She's fine even in Heist, I guess. But yeah, she's not that good anywhere. It gets kind of countered by throwers. And just overall, a pretty weak brawler in the game right now. So yeah, Penny, definitely one of the hardest brawlers to push to rank 25. So coming in at number four is going to be Colt. So Colt, arguably the highest skill cap brawler in the game. I think I would say he is. I mean, kind of him or Dynamike, but I feel like Colt is just higher skill in general, especially when it comes to like pushing to rank 25. You really need to know what you're doing. This is very, very easy to dodge Colt's shots. So you have to have really good aim. So that's already hard enough. And even like once you've mastered Colt, he's still not that good just in general. I mean, really, I feel like the only mode where he's viable in is Heist. I mean, there he's definitely a really good option. He can melt down the safe very quickly. But even then, he's only good on a few Heist maps. So yeah, I mean, on those few Heist maps, he's definitely pretty easy to push up. But I mean, even then, you still need to be good with him. So yeah, this all just results in Colt being a very tricky brawler to push up. I mean, yeah, a very high skill, only good in one mode on a few maps. So yeah, Colt. Yeah, definitely a top three hardest brawler to push up to rank 25, and you can definitely make a case for him being the second or even hardest brawler to push up. So coming in at number two on this list is going to be 8-Bit. So 8-Bit, very similar to Cole in pretty much all aspects. I mean, yeah, just not that great anywhere, pretty weak in the meta. I just feel like he's slightly worse though in Heist, his movement speed slower. I know his super does definitely help, but he's just not too great versus a lot of throwers, so I feel like, yeah, he just isn't that good, like, anywhere. He just pretty high skill cap as well. I mean, I know you can play him on a few Brawl Ball maps, but that requires, like, a really good team, and you have to be very, very good with 8-Bit to do that. So, yeah, I think that 8-Bit, definitely one of the hardest brawlers. You can make a case for being the hardest. Yeah, I'm going to go with him as the second hardest brawler to push up to rank 25. I mean, definitely if you did manage to push him up with the extra lifestar power, not counting that because it's removed, but yeah, back with the extra lifestar power, he was one of the easiest. But yeah, without it, he's definitely one of the hardest brawlers to push up in the game. So coming in number one on this list, probably not a huge surprise, it is going to be Jesse. So Jesse, I say probably the weakest brawler in the game right now. It's just so easy to dodge her shots. She does literally no damage if she somehow manages to actually hit a shot and relies on her super way too much. So if that super dies without her getting any value, like if she misplaces it at all, it can pretty much just lose her team the game. She really isn't that good anywhere. I mean, she's okay in a few Heist maps, but even then, I feel like she just isn't even that great there because she relies way too much on her super. So she's forced to play defense for the majority of the game and charge up her super. And yeah, like I said, low damage, very easy to dodge her shot. So she's just bad in defense. So yeah, just such a hard brawler to push up right now. Not good anywhere. And just overall super weak. If you have to push her though, probably Heist is your best bet. And just like hope that you get good teammates or something. But yeah, definitely one of the hardest brawlers to push up. And yeah, in my opinion, Jesse, the hardest brawler to push to rank 25 in the game. So yeah, be sure to let me know if you kind of agree with this list. Maybe you think that some of these brawlers are actually pretty easy to push up. Maybe you think I missed some brawlers. Interested here, I have to say. So yeah, definitely be sure to let me know. And yeah, hope you enjoy this episode of the podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. So before I end the show, I'd like to remind you to leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the podcast. Really helps the podcast grow, and I'll show you on the next episode. So today, unfortunately, no new 5-star reviews. So yeah, it's pretty much going to wrap things up. Once again, be sure to join the Discord server and leave any episode suggestions you have. I'm always looking for more of those. So yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow.